KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
You, if you or someone you love has ever struggled with trauma, anxiety, or the invisible wounds that come from military service, today's conversation is for you. Our guest today is my friend Gerald Torres. He is a leader with the Life Course Ministry at Calvary Church. They're focused on helping people find hope, healing, and freedom from PTSD through the truth of God's Word. Gerald, welcome.
Thank you, Jim.
Always good to see you, my friend. You have that heart that just... You literally are compelled to help people all the time, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm happy to do it.
Well, Gerald, let's jump right into it. Before we talk about the course itself, tell me about yourself and your background, and how did dealing with people with PTSD become a ministry of yours?
I'll try to keep this short and simple.
You got an hour, brother.
Well, I know, but... This isn't about me. It's about others. So just to briefly, retired from the military after 31 years. In 2001, my unit was activated for enduring freedom after September 11th. I got deployed or sent down to South America. And when I came home, I was not the same from that deployment. I suffered from severe PTSD, extreme rage and anger, a whole bunch of different things that I'd rather not go into right now. But the bottom line is I struggled for 10 years.
Now, Gerald, were you a person of faith then?
Absolutely. I gave my life to Christ when I was 10 years old. So all through grade school, middle school, high school, I walked with the Lord, served the Lord. But when I came back from that South America deployment, I was not the same person. Physically, I was, but mentally, I was not. I was an angry monster, I guess you could say. But I struggled for 10 years, and during that time period and even afterwards, my wife was looking for organizations that could help me with my struggle, with my PTSD, and couldn't find anything. After several years, maybe a couple decades, I felt the Lord calling me to put on a class. Let me take a step back. When my wife was looking for something to help me, she prayed that she could find an organization, a class, or something like that that could help me.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Because whenever something like this is going on with us, there's other people that may be trying to love us.
Mm-hmm.
And you're pushing that away. How was your wife through all of this?
She had a very difficult time. And I truly believe it's because of her relationship with Christ that she did not leave me. From the world standard, she had every right to leave me because I was a horrible person, not physically, but emotionally. And like I said, she was praying for some kind of organization to help me because I needed help. Yeah. I couldn't do it on my own. And a couple decades later, once I seeked, you know, I went to counseling, went to a therapist and got help. The Lord put it on my heart to start this class.
And we need to really mention right now, the whole reason for our talk today is because you have a class coming up. It's February 2nd. It'll be Mondays at 6:30 in the Plex on the campus of Calvary Church. Now, even though this is at Calvary, this is not an exclusive Calvary thing, is it?
Absolutely not. This is simply the location where I'm allowed to hold this class. And I welcome anybody and everybody. And like you said, Monday night is for military members. Thursday night is for civilians.
Okay.
So I'm running two classes.
Okay.
Same place, same time.
So do you find civilians have similar traumas to people that you've talked with in the military?
Absolutely. Very similar. I don't see any difference between the military PTSD or civilian trauma or any kind of trauma, whether you're civilian, first responders. The symptoms are all the same, regardless of where your PTSD comes from.
Do you agree that trauma leaves both visible and invisible scars?
Absolutely. And the visible scars would be the outbursts of anger like I used to display. Unfortunately, some people experience physical abuse because of that anger. But the invisible ones are the emotional scars you leave on your loved ones.
Is this something extreme or rare, or is this really common?
I believe it's more common than people think.
You delayed getting treatment for 20 years?
10 years. After 10 years, I started getting treatment.
Okay.
And then about 10 or 11 years later, you know, the Lord put it on my heart to start this class. And
did you have to make a lot of apologies for that 10 years?
I did.
Hey, you're my friend, so I hope I'm not out of bounds on any of these questions.
Ask me anything you want. I have nothing to hide. I made a lot of apologies, mostly to my family, my wife and kids, because they're the ones that saw the brunt of my anger and frustration, my shortcomings.
Why is it important? Like you mentioned that you saw a therapist. Is there something different about talking about this with people that are Christians in church and what you did in therapy? Is there a big difference?
I don't know if I'd say it's a big difference, but there is a difference. The Lord gave therapists the knowledge and wisdom to do that job, to go into that career field, to help people with psychological or mental issues, however you want to describe it. And they come at the problem from a different perspective, which I find extremely helpful. While on the other hand, talking with somebody from church and looking at the issue from a biblical standpoint, the end goal is the same. It's how they approach it, right? Somebody from church is going to tell you, well, let me share this scripture with you. Let me share this passage from the Bible with you. And that's great. But like I said, God gave therapists the wisdom and knowledge to do the job they do. And I highly recommend that people seek that help.
Gerald, is there an attitude that's maybe even assumed when you're a person that's former military? Or maybe you're an active military person, because there may be active people now that have PTSD. Are you conditioned that you would never show any vulnerability because it'd be perceived weakness? And I think you think it's something totally different.
Yes and no. If you're an older guy like myself and come from a different era, asking for help was seen as a sign of weakness. Going to mental health, even active military, when I was active military, going to mental health was seen as a sign of weakness, but that was the wrong attitude. Nowadays, the military teaches soldiers that asking for help is a strength. And that's the way I see it. It takes a strong person to admit they need help.
Yeah. Amen. We're talking about the life course that is going to be offered. Gerald is one of the leaders of there's many life courses, and they're going to be starting up here in the next week or so. February 2nd, the PTSD course hosted by Gerald Torres is going to start up. It's going to be held in the Plex on the campus of Calvary Church, 6:30 p.m. on Mondays.
For military personnel, yes.
And on Thursdays?
On Thursdays for civilians.
Or
and anybody else.
Okay, and people that want to get signed up for it, they go to rebootrecovery.com?
Yes, you go to rebootrecovery.com. Click on sign up for a class, and then you will scroll down, look for New Mexico, and you will find my class listed there. Mondays is for military, Thursdays for civilians.
Gerald, is there a cost?
There is a $25, there is a workbook that each student needs to utilize to go through the program, through the course. And it costs $25, but I currently do a fundraiser so that I could buy the materials and the students can attend at no cost.
Well, and I'm a retired banker, so I'm happy to say if you can help Gerald minister to a lot of people. There's a lot of people, Gerald, that they'd be happy to help, but you just have to let them know that opportunity is available. So again, The life courses are just amazing. I mean, there's all kinds of different things. We'll talk about some of those in detail. Gerald Torres is hosting the PTSD course. It starts on February 2nd. How many weeks?
12 weeks. It's a 12-week program.
Really neat. Really neat. We'll be back with more. Gerald Torres with us this afternoon talking about the life course on PTSD. We'll be right back. We are back on ABQ Connect. Gerald Torres, my friend Gerald and I, we've known each other now for, heck, I started interviewing you maybe 6 years ago. Yeah, but this is a recent thing, this PTSD course.
Yes, that we're on 3 years now.
3 years. And have you seen some real life change?
Absolutely. I won't give out any names because anybody that comes to the course, what you share in class stays in class. Mm. I don't even share it with my wife, not because I'm hiding it from her, but she respects people's privacy, and she won't ask me what people talk about or what they struggle with, and I won't share it.
But she's obviously seen a major change in your life.
Oh, absolutely. She's still seeing changes.
Yeah. So she's clapping right now as she listens to the interview, I hope.
Yeah, hopefully she's listening. But even now, just as I facilitate these classes, she sees improvement in me. Just as a facilitator of the class and not a student, just because you're in any kind of teaching environment, the teacher needs to learn, the instructor needs to learn the material before they present it. So it's helping me as well.
This isn't going to be politically correct, but I want to, so Mondays, 6:30, starting February 2nd, you're going to have military, former military that are experiencing PTSD. You mentioned you didn't get help for 10 years. A lot of time could have been redeemed much quicker if you
absolutely.
Wouldn't have waited. So it doesn't matter when this happened to you. You may still be experiencing things and want to change your life around. And on Thursdays, you've got non-military people. And so, Gerald, is this a thing where you're going to come in and you're going to get a kumbaya circle and everybody's going to share their life? I mean, tell us how it works.
No, it's nothing like that. It's an interactive class. I encourage students to participate during the course, during each class. I show a video that goes over the material, and I'll pause the video periodically to pose questions to the students. And the first few weeks, not very many people speak up, which is understandable. But as the course progresses, people get more comfortable sharing their responses. So
have you found that when you share, as you already have done today, that it makes it easier for people to tell you the truth about their lives?
I do. And in the military, leaders lead from the front. So when I ask the students to share anything about their struggle or their trauma or their PTSD, I'll raise my hand and be the first to say, I'll go first and just share a little bit about myself, just to break the ice and let them know that I'm not sitting up there in front of the class because I'm perfect.
Share with us the outline, if you would, as to what you'll be covering.
A couple of, like I said, it's a 12-week course, so there's 12 different chapters. I'll just cover a few of them. One of them is managing big emotions, which somebody who struggles with trauma or PTSD, there's a lot of emotions running through your mind. Another one is restoring my identity. Sometimes we get lost in our pain and suffering and we forget who we are. Another one is forgiving myself and others. That was a big one for me. Like you asked me earlier, I had to make a lot of apologies and ask for forgiveness, which I did. Mm-hmm. But forgiving myself was the hardest thing to do. Mm. You know, another topic we cover is betrayal and abuse, whether it's physical or emotional abuse. That one kind of hit home with me because, like I said,
You were the abuser.
I was the emotional abuser because of my anger, absolutely. Guilt and shame and regret was another one that hits home for me. I had a lot of guilt, shame, and regret for many years, decades, actually. So these topics are very challenging to people that struggle and have these issues. And this course is not designed to fix people. I tell them this isn't a one-and-done thing. You come to class and you're good to go. this is a learning process, right? I have students that have come back through the course two or three times, and they learn something different every time. They learn something more.
Do they establish relationships with other people that are going through the same thing, and does that help them?
Oh, absolutely. Sitting in the class, it helps them realize I'm not the only one going through this. There are other people sitting right next to me. And by the end of the course, they've all become friends. Mm-hmm. From my last semester, I still have people from that class still communicating with each other, visiting, helping each other out, you know, checking up on one another. And it's, like I said, it's a learning process.
Yeah. Gerald, let's tell people again, and we'll do this in every segment. We'll have you all the way up till 2 o'clock, but you can go to rebootrecovery.com, R-E-B-O-O-T, recovery.com, rebootrecovery.com, and you can register for the course. You can find out some of the information. You're going to make sure that everybody has a workbook, regardless if they pay $25 or not for the workbook.
Correct. When you go onto the website, it's going to tell you that you need a workbook for this class, and it costs $25. Please don't purchase the workbook. I buy those through a fundraiser that I do. I take donations from friends and family, and I like to provide that workbook for free to all my students.
I love that. There's people listening. I know the majority of our audience are people that share our faith in Jesus, but there might be some people that don't know anything about that. Are they invited?
Absolutely. Everybody's invited. Just because I'm hosting the class here at Calvary does not require you to attend Calvary or attend any church. Whether you go to church or not, regardless of what you believe, if you're struggling, I want you in the class. You are welcome.
So, Gerald, I'm just going to bring up, I don't know you really, really well, but I've been around you now 5 or 6 years, and I would have never imagined the little bit that I know about you. I mean, we've served together, we've done things together, projects at Calvary, and I've never seen you lose your temper. You're always that even guy. So for you have started our interview today telling us that you had anger problems, I would have never imagined.
Well, that was a lifetime ago, it seems like. But
there's people right now listening that might be angry because they're angry. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they just want it to go away, but they don't have any hope. How did God take that away from you?
Through determination to get better.
Were there tears?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sometimes I still have tears when I share my story in class with the students. It brings back some emotions where I tear up because it's sometimes difficult to talk about when I go into detail about my past. But like I talked about in this one chapter, I've forgiven myself, but it's still difficult to talk about because remembering the pain and suffering that I caused others is something that's not hard to.
Again, without using names, everything that happens in your class is confidential and stays in class, but show us what participation actually looks like. Like, what's a conversation you would have at, say, the first class?
Well, like I said, the first 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, nobody really wants to share anything, mm-hmm. which is understandable. But as the class progresses, they start to open up and share more because they're more comfortable. I don't know how to answer your question, but hopefully this response will answer the question you have. I've had people come through this class who I could see the pain and suffering in their face. They didn't even have to say anything. You could just see their face was downcast, and you could tell this person was hurting. Mm. And after 12 weeks, they were a different person. They were smiling. Their face was lit up. Their whole countenance changed. And when they were once struggling at their job, before the class, once they finished the class, they were thriving in their job because their whole outlook on life changed, their whole attitude of their surroundings, their struggle, their thought process, their self-worth, it all changed. And it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with me giving them some tools and pointing them to Christ, to have somebody that can always be there for them, whether even if they're alone. You can always call on the Lord. He's always there.
Yeah. I ask you this in a different way earlier, and that is, I think there's a lot of people, they might come back from a tour, they might come back from service, they may retire, maybe they've been a career military person, and you used verbiage earlier saying that you help people really understand their identity. Mm-hmm. Well, I know many people, men in this case, that were athletes at one time. Mm-hmm. And we all get old, and I wouldn't classify myself as an athlete now because I'm 68 years old. I sure appreciate athleticism, but the athletes today are something else. But I have friends that have lost their identity because they're no longer able to run the hardwood and shoot with the youngins and those kind of things. I can only imagine as a career person in the military, that might be really traumatic.
That could pose some issues, absolutely. I can relate to that, actually, somewhat. But when it comes to identity, when we look at our identity as the job that we're doing, our careers, we're going to struggle with that once we retire. Mm. Once we start getting older, people should learn to look at. And I recommend that people look at their identity as who God says they are, not who people say they are or who their job says they are. Looking at myself, I'm who God says I am. And as a follower of Christ, God says I'm a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I'm forgiven. I'm washed in the blood of Christ. Mm-hmm. I'm a new creation. I don't have to be that old person that I was 2 decades ago, who was always angry. I don't have to be the rough and tough soldier that I used to be. I'm a person who cares about people and puts on classes like this one to help people. That's who I am.
I can't help but get the strength of your wife out of my head. 10 years, you made it hard on her.
Oh, she's much tougher than I am.
Okay, but I'm thinking right now that there's other women that are the same.
Right.
And maybe their husbands, maybe their boyfriends are not listening right now. Can women play a big part? I didn't realize this, but there's as many women now serving in the military. Maybe that husband has a wife who was serving, and maybe she's got this trauma. Mm-hmm. Here's the question. Can a spouse literally say, you're taking this course?
They can, but how well that's going to be received, I don't know.
Well, how would it have worked for you? If your wife would have said, Gerald, I'm tired of this stuff. I want you in this course. What would you have done?
Depending on the time of the year. I mean, depending on where I was, like what year it was, I may have responded positively and taken the course. At one point, when I was coming off of orders, I'll just try to make this quick. I was coming off of my military orders to go back to work to the sheriff's department. And this was early on in my PTSD struggle. My wife told me, if I don't get help and talk to somebody, I'm going to talk to the sheriff about how you are acting at home.
Wow.
Your anger. And demand that he take you off patrol and put you behind a desk. Because I don't think it's safe for you to be out on patrol and being so angry. And the last thing you want to do to an officer is take their gun away and take their, at the time, I was not in my right mind, so I saw my job as my identity. Right? And if you take my ability to do my job away, you're taking away my identity. So I agreed.
I really appreciate you sharing that because I think there's people in law enforcement. We're going to take a break, say thank you to our sponsors. But I want to talk about law enforcement a little bit because I think you also can identify with people that have PTSD as a result of them serving us and protecting us locally in our law enforcement agencies. We'll be back with more from Gerald Torres right after these messages. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We are back on ABQ Connect with my friend Gerald Torres. There are life courses that start next week. One of those is a PTS course that Gerald provides the leadership for. It's February 2nd. That's Monday, 6:30 in the evening at the Plex. There's also a that course is for military personnel. And former military personnel on Monday, 6:30. You can register for the course at rebootrecovery.com, reboot, R-E-B-O-O-T, recovery.com. You can register there. When you register, Gerald's already said, don't pay for the book. Gerald's going to provide you a book. Now, I'm going to say as the host of the radio station, Gerald is raising money and paying for those because he wants to bless people. But you might want to buy some books for some people, too. So you talk to Gerald about it when you have that opportunity. Gerald is a man that has dealt with PTSD, served in the United States military, and just before the break started talking about his wife. He wanted to continue his career once he retired from the military, being an Albuquerque or a Bernalillo County sheriff, and had some anger issues. And his very strong wife said, okay, you're going to get some help, or I'm going to the sheriff to talk to him about your anger programs. Now, I just so much admire that, just the strength and your partner. But in the same breath, I'm thinking this scenario may be turned around. There are women who have served in the military, much more common than it used to be 35, 40 years ago. And so there may be some husbands that need to do that very same thing. So talk to us about men and women and the different personalities that you're seeing in the course.
You're absolutely right there. The first year that I did this course, this class, I had it reserved or strictly men only. It was a military course and men only, simply because I did not have a female co-leader to help do the class, and I didn't think it was appropriate to have women in my class if I was just me leading it. The second year, I found a female chaplain from the National Guard who agreed to co-lead the class with me, and that's when I opened up or started the civilian course, and it was co-ed, men and women, because I had a woman co-leader with me. And I found that over 75% of the attendees were women in that civilian class. 75 to 80% were women.
What kinds of traumas are they faced with that bring them to the class?
A lot of them are childhood traumas. Some are domestic abuse issues. And I did have some women that were military as well. But because I kept the military one to men only, I didn't have a woman to assist me with that one. Mm. They came to the civilian one, and whether you're military or civilian, you can go to either class. Doesn't really matter. I'm not going to check your credentials. The thing is, the program helps. This material helps. It gives people tools to help them cope with their struggles, their PTSD, their trauma. It gives them tools that they can utilize to help them get through it, get through those difficult times, those hard days.
I get the sense that you view this as completely normal. This isn't like a exception that you're making for anybody. This is real life. Let's get through it together.
Oh, absolutely. Because I've struggled with PTSD starting in 2002, it's a couple decades. You know, it's part of my life. You know, look, I tell my students, sometimes we ask ourselves why we even pray to God and ask, why me? Why am I going through this? I don't understand. I've been a good person all my life. I've done everything right. Why am I suffering like this? Well, I tell my students the reason I went through the struggle I did is so that I could teach this class. I couldn't sit up there in front of the class and tell them about how to deal with PTSD if I didn't know what I was talking about. If I didn't struggle with it, how could I help them?
And Gerald, how is your faith now speaking into the course? Do you cover some scriptural encouragement as well?
Absolutely. one of the things I like about this program is it's a faith-based program. It revolves around God's Word, the Bible, Christ. I pray before and after every class. And again, if you're a if you're not a person of faith, that's okay. Just be respectful of the other students in class. This isn't a opportunity to voice people's personal opinions about faith. It's just a class to help people get through their struggle.
You know, it's funny the way we all want, you know, we'd love for everybody to agree with us and to share our faith. We know that that's never going to happen. But the Holy Spirit does bring a lot of people. And I always get a kick when I hear somebody say, oh, well, I wouldn't go to that course or I wouldn't go to that church because there's hypocrites there. And I always smile. And then I ask them to say a little bit more. I mean, what do you mean? Well, there's people that think they're better than everybody that, you know, want to come and be judgmental on you when you come to their church. And I look at them very carefully and I say, you know, I can tell that you have never been to church because the people that are there recognize that they are sinners and that we are weak vessels and that we contain within that jar. I think 2 Corinthians verse 7 talks about the fragile jar, which is us, contains this great Spirit of God, this unbelievable light. And that's all we really want to share with people. And I love the fact that you're so open about this is what I went through, because God will reach people because you've shared your weakness. And like you said before, they don't, life change doesn't happen because of Gerald Torres. You're a tool. You're right. An instrument. You're a conduit, which is really cool, by the way. Isn't it amazing when you see life change, you know God's changed that life, but that you were an instrument in that happening?
And that's what motivates me to keep doing this class, to see the change in people. And just, it's worth all the time and effort and hours that I spend to prepare and put on these classes. It's worth it.
Now, there's another option if you can't attend in person. Maybe you're listening right now in one of our Las Cruces churches. We're on the air down in Las Cruces. Maybe you're in the Clovis area and you can't come up to Albuquerque to attend the course. What's the online option?
There's if you go to the same website, rebootrecovery.com, click on sign up for a course, you can look for a virtual class, basically like a Zoom class. Or you can attend online. They have different days and hours, and find one that fits your schedule so you can still attend.
I love it. I love it.
For that one, you'll have to buy your own workbook. I can't provide that one for you.
Okay. But you know, people just need to know that these resources are available because there's so many things out there. We're going to take another break, say thank you to our sponsors. We're going to have Gerald all the way up until 2 o'clock, and I'm going to ask him to share, obviously not the confidential things, but some stories of people that have shared with him and shared their experience and participated in the class. You've mentioned there's people that have taken it multiple times. So I want people today to be encouraged. And again, we're talking with Gerald Torres today. He is the leader of one of the life courses. They're held at Calvary Church starting Monday, February 2nd, 6:30 in the evening. It'll be a 12-week course. On Thursday, same time in the Plex, you could be just a civilian, maybe somebody that's experienced trauma, something that's caused PTSD, and you need to have people around you to work through it. That's what Gerald Torres is there for, and while he's conducting this class. So I hope you'll stay with us until 3 o'clock. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect. Gerald Torres is in studio with us today. He is facilitating a course on PTSD. You can go to rebootrecovery.com, rebootrecovery.com to sign up for the course. Don't buy the book if you're going to come to the live course. It's Mondays at Calvary starting February 2nd and Thursdays. That is so for 12 weeks. Gerald, you started our show today by talking about your own experience and saying that you were extremely angry, you were misbehaving, that would be my word, and maybe not the kindest person that you would have liked to have been, especially to your wife. She was strong, She loved you no matter what. I mean, there's a lot to be said with all of that. What did you do when you knew, I mean, you knew this wasn't what you should be doing, and you wanted to change it. Did you isolate as a result of that?
Absolutely. One of the symptoms, I guess you could say, of somebody struggling with PTSD or trauma is to isolate themselves. And as they would teach us in the military, if you want to conquer an enemy who's stronger than you, divide and conquer.
Mm.
And the way our enemy of our soul, Satan, the way he conquers us is to get us to divide us from our fellow believers, to get us to isolate ourselves. If we're alone, we're an easier target, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Isolation leads to depression, and depression could lead to suicidal thoughts, which I've been there.
So you had some of those thoughts yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you lost anybody you cared a lot about to suicide?
Not personally, but I have, as a deputy sheriff, I've responded to several calls like that.
Oh, that's just got to be awful. That's got to cause PTSD.
There are a lot of things that can cause traumatic, any kind of traumatic event, whether you experience it personally or you witness it, could cause these issues.
So who are we talking to today? We're talking about men and women.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about former military. We're talking about people in law enforcement.
Right.
Maybe retired, maybe active.
Right.
I'm going back to a few notes here. You said in the opening segment that it's a 12-week course. People may not, you're not going to force everybody to get in a circle and share their own story. You're going to give them the opportunity to share. And normally that happens just kind of normally 3 or 4 weeks in, 2 to 3 weeks in.
Right.
What's an example of how that starts, and how does the whole class seem to open up when somebody's willing to share?
Well, first of all, when somebody is comfortable enough sharing a little bit about their story or their struggle, once they share their story, there's like around week 10, I believe it is, I give students the opportunity to share their backstory on the trauma that they suffered. And once they do, it's like a burden lifted off, a load that they lifted off their back, and they feel like so relieved that they got to share that with somebody and not just hold it all to themselves. And the other students in class, everybody in class is very supportive of that person. And it's encouraging to others, well, maybe I can share my story too. I'd like to feel that relief of not carrying this burden by myself.
I found it interesting. One of the hardest things about being a talk show host is that we have breaks, and during the breaks, we have little conversations. And so you'll tell me something profound, and then I get frustrated because you think you already told me, and I want you to tell our audience because they didn't get to hear it. So talk to me about how people are coming forward and saying, gee, I have a lot to share. Maybe I could help facilitate a class.
Oh, absolutely. Currently, I have a woman who has attended this class who is going to assist me as my female co-leader for the civilian course. She's gone through the class a couple times. And a couple months ago, I asked my previous students from last semester, are there any women that would be interested in assisting me lead this current semester? And this lady stepped up. She volunteered to help me run the class.
I love it. And you know, I think it's amazing. I read stories in the Bible about the disciples being able to heal people and do those kind of things. And I always think about, man, I wish God would just do something miraculous like that. And believe it or not, right here on the radio, we have people that'll call us on occasion and go, thank you so much for bringing on that guest. God just spoke to me in a powerful way. And that's one of the reasons I love being on the radio, is just to bring different ministries to light for people. There's ways they can support the ministry, they can volunteer, they can participate, really cool stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Going back to what we were talking about just a second ago, When you go to the website, rebootrecovery.com, and you click on sign up for a class, you scroll down and look for New Mexico. Unfortunately, this is the only reboot class in New Mexico that is taking place for civilians or military. I have a friend who does this same class for first responders, but he is here in Albuquerque as well. And there's nobody else in the state
so
who has signed up.
If you're down in Clovis right now, or you're down in Las Cruces, maybe you work a little south at Bliss or one of those other places, there's all kinds of places all over New Mexico that we need this class.
Right. This course is it's not led by professionals. I am not a professional teacher or of any sort. This is a peer-led course. Just like I talked about earlier, I have a lady from a previous class who stepped up and volunteered to help me lead this course. If you are interested in leading a course in your area, you can go to rebootrecovery.com and click on lead a course, and they will walk you through the leadership process to be a course leader in your area.
Gerald, I've seen a lot of different people. There's all kinds of different philosophies and perspectives on counseling and those kind of things. But one of the things that's always concerned me about so-called counseling, especially secular counseling, is that I usually see that counseling breeds more counseling. What I've seen miraculously is when there is good, solid counseling, and I'm not saying counseling is bad, psychology and all those different things have their place, but when there's also a spiritual component, I've seen people recover and be full and not need, I shouldn't even say they don't need counseling. Counseling just becomes part of their daily life because they're around people that are encouraging them and they can bounce stuff off of all the time, but they're no longer having to spend money because they're living a life now that's open and accountable and you know, dependent on what God says to do.
Absolutely. Like we talked about earlier in a previous segment, is this course isn't the one-all, be-all solution to your problems. It is a tool. It is a course that gives you tools to help you deal and cope with your PTSD or your struggles, your trauma. But during the class, I recommend to my students to seek professional help, to seek a counselor or a therapist that they can talk to help them with an addition to help them with their struggles. And if your counselor or therapist that you are seeing is not giving you tools that you can work on at home, homework, so to speak, basically, then they're not doing you any good. Find a counselor that's going to give you tools that you can work on yourself at home, so eventually you don't need to keep seeing them.
Well, and right now we're talking about really a free course, life courses. You can go to rebootrecovery.com. You can sign up for the course. It starts February 2nd for military personnel, and then the following Thursday for people that are civilians. And actually, you can go to, if you are a military, you can also go to the civilian course if you'd like. Men and women. And there's different things that have caused trauma. So it doesn't have to be a you know, military service trauma that happened. It could be anything. And you mentioned some earlier. It could have been abuse or some other form of trauma that somebody's experienced. What if somebody experienced trauma when they were 15, now they're 25 or 30, and that trauma keeps coming up in their work life? Are they welcome?
Absolutely. That's exactly one of the things I talked to the students about. If you experienced a traumatic event, whether it was in a civilian life or a military life or first responders, if you experience an event like that, it never goes away. If you don't address it, it's never going to go away. It's going to stick with you the rest of your life. And something can trigger that memory and bring all those emotions and that trauma back up again. So ignoring it is not the answer.
Yeah.
And you talked about earlier husbands and wives, about wives encouraging husbands or husbands encouraging wives to take this class. Couples are welcome. If a wife is trying to encourage her husband to come to the class, she can come with him. or a husband trying to encourage his wife to come to class, he can come with her. They're welcome to come together and take the course together so that they can see what their spouse is going through and what they're learning, and maybe help them utilize these tools at home.
Have you seen anybody that had the courage to share their story that actually changed somebody else's life?
Absolutely.
Sometimes we have shame, and we don't know God can use our weakness to change somebody else's life.
Me sharing my story has helped many people not only come to the class, but give them the courage to share their story, give them the courage to finish the course and keep moving forward and making progress in healing through the healing the scars that they struggle with.
I love that people have taken the course multiple times. Maybe you shouldn't have an expectation that everything's great and healed in 12 weeks, which is how long the course is, but that could happen.
It could happen, but I highly encourage people to take the course again if they feel led to do so. And if they're not, if they don't feel it's for them, that's fine. But I've had people take my class three times, and they learn something new each time.
Yeah. Gerald, I think there's people that are listening right now that are maybe debating. Yeah, I don't know if I should take this. I don't know if I want to tell anybody anything about me, blah, blah, blah. Would you pray for them right now while we're on the air together?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to share with people this course that is offered to them for free. I pray that anybody listening to this message, this interview listens with an open heart, and if they are somebody who struggles with the past trauma, that they would come to this class. Just give it a try. I've had people through this class who finished this course and tell me this is the last thing I was going to try before I took my own life. And it's not the course itself or me that heals them. It's the tools provided to them and the encouragement and the support that they get through this course. Anybody who is in that situation, I pray that you'd give them the courage to attend this class. Or if they know somebody who could benefit from this class, please give that person the courage to share this information with that friend or loved one, that they might come to this class and find healing from their suffering. In Christ's name.
Amen. Walk us through very quickly, rebootrecovery.com. How do you register?
Go to rebootrecovery.com, click on register for a class or join a class, scroll down and look for New Mexico. And on Mondays, if you're looking for a military class, that's on Monday evening. If you're looking for a civilian class, that's on Thursday evening.
And those all start up next week.
Correct.
Don't do the manana thing. Get signed up just because it'll give Gerald and the other people involved with the ministry a chance to figure out what resources they need. As Gerald's already said, don't buy the workbook if you're coming to the Albuquerque one, because he's going to buy those and provide those to you. But the host of the show says you might want to donate some money for future classes so Gerald doesn't have to raise quite as much money.
That's always welcome. Not required, but welcome.
Gerald, thanks so much for sharing with us today.
Thank
on
you.
ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.